Hey, what's up, guys? This is Foster. So in this audio, I'm going to analyze Alexia's first challenge, her introduction challenge. And the idea here is really just to give you a sense of what the personal feedback sessions will be like. Yeah, and also the idea is to help you develop the skill of analyzing your own speech, identifying your mistakes. So let's do it. Let's listen to the audio and analyze Alexia. Here we go.
Hi guys, my name is Alexia and I am from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, which means, of course, I am a carioca.
Okay, so let's listen to this one more time.
Hi guys, my name is Alexia and I am from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, which means, of course, I am a carioca.
Okay, so in this first part, I would give Alexia two recommendations. First, when she says, "Hi guys," this I sound in English, it's the same sound in Portuguese, just like in pai, vai. But in English, we tend to elongate this sound, which means we just make it a little bit longer, especially in the South. I do this a lot. So when she says, "Hi guys," I would probably say something more like, "Hi guys," and just make that sound a little bit longer. A couple of good things that Alexia is doing is she says, "I'm from Rio de Janeiro." If you say Rio de Janeiro, an American speaker or any speaker will have no idea of what you're talking about. And also with "I'm from," she is closing her mouth with both the final M in "I'm" and "from." Tons of my students say "I'm from," but with the final M, you have to close your mouth every time. Okay, so let's keep going.
So, when I was growing up in Rio, I really loved to dance. I danced ballet for almost 20 years, but I don't dance anymore because I have a really, really bad shoulder, this one. So, it's awful, and I'm really, really sad about it.
Okay, that's good. So first you can see Alexia uses the word really a lot. Honestly, with Alexia's level, I would recommend that she can kind of have a little bit more variation and use different things instead of the word really every time. So I know you hear some dogs barking in the background. Sorry for that. We have 11 dogs. So instead of really, you could always say very, extremely, super. I say that a lot. Like, I'm super, super sad, or I'm super excited. But you have a lot of options there. It's always good to have more variety. It just makes you sound more natural. Okay, let's keep going.
Anyways, I went to university in Rio and I studied business and administration at ESPM.
Okay, so she said, "I studied business administration." So listen one more time.
Rio and I studied business and administration.
This is a very common mistake. So she's saying "admi, admi." So it should be business administration. So this is kind of a D sound, but the important thing is not to make the chi, chi. So we call this the vogal de apoio, or a supporting vowel. Brazilians do this all the time. You love to add the E everywhere you can, like Facebook, YouTube. You want to always say E, chi, chi. So instead of admi, administration, you want to say administration. Make sure that you are avoiding that ch sound at all cost. Okay, so let's keep going.
At ESPM. After graduation, I interned at a small company called Hajibiza, and after that, I started working for one of the most popular Brazilian comedy groups called Porta dos Fundos. I think that everyone knows it.
Okay, so one thing I would recommend here is Alexia is very good at this because she's worked very closely with me and I always correct her. But she said after graduation. So when you're talking about education in the educational systems in Brazil and the US are so different that I think it's easier just to keep things simple. So a lot of my students want to say, "I'm graduated in," which doesn't really make sense in English, or after post graduation or something like that. When talking about education, my recommendation is always keep it simple. So you can just say after graduation. So that is perfect. Good job, Alexia. I'm proud of you. Let's keep going.
I worked at Porta as a producer for 4 years, and nowadays I work with my boyfriend, Foster, and my business partner. We have a company called Inglês Unicru that teaches English to Brazilians, and it's super cool.
Okay, so this is one of Alexia's most common mistakes. She said, we have a company, co-o, but this should be el son do schwa, que el son do So when I say company, I'm just saying super relaxed sound. We've recorded a lot of podcasts about this sound. I will include the links to these podcasts. But o som do schwa é o som mais comum, mais frequente em inglês. Então, você precisa dedicar muito tempo treinando e realmente getting this sound perfect. So, Alexia always says co, o, o. She's making the o sound, which has a little more tension. It's a little more open. She just needs to relax her throat and say, company. Okay? Let's keep going.
To work on my own schedule, and I have my own company, but it all...
Okay, also with the word own, this is a mistake that I see Alexia make a lot. She's saying on, which almost sounds like on, like the book is on the table. But this is really the O sound. So this is a moving vowel, which you will learn more about in the course. But essentially, moving vowels, you are making two sounds at once, and it's a little bit longer. So we're saying O, and it's very similar to like metrô or valor. Yeah, but you're going to make this sound a little bit longer. So Alexia's saying on, and it should be own, my own company. Okay, let's
also
keep going.
It's a lot of work, so I get tired a lot. Right,
yes,
now
I
am living
it
in Portugal,
is
which is awesome because I am a Portuguese citizen, and this is my first time getting to know my other home country.
Okay, again with the word other, Alexia is saying other. This should be o som do schwa. So super relaxed, other. And also, I would like to see Alexia exaggerate the TH sound a little bit more because it almost sounds like she's saying otter, which is the animal. Ah, não lembro como falar esse animal em inglês, em português, digo. Mas, enfim, o TH é super importante, mas a Alexia mordeu a língua dela faz uns dias, então vou ficar um pouco mais fácil. Com ela hoje. Enfim, vamos continuar.
So it's like a homecoming. Anyways, that's my introduction. I am looking forward to receiving yours. So keep up the good work.
Okay, great. So when she said homecoming, the same thing, that O, that longer O sound. I almost heard homecoming, but you want to say homecoming. And in the word introduction, I almost heard introduction. But it should be the schwa sound. So Alexia, my recommendations would, first of all, extremely good job. These are very minor details, very minor corrections, but you need to focus on relaxing your throat to really get that natural schwa sound and also work on that O moving vowel. But apart from that, everything's great and I will see you soon. Bye-bye.